Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Inside, there's a place you can go, it's funny all the time. It's run by a guy, super nice, L-I-L, London Improv Live.
Yeah, that's it. This is it. We're doing it. This is the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Lil Show, London Improv Live. That's a comedy show, comedy improv show here on k2kradio.com. Also edited down for your podcasting pleasure. I'm your host, Mr. Talal Karkouti. I'm joined by amazing guest Tom Webster.
Yes.
Simon Fielder.
Hello.
Hello, yes. Gentlemen. Welcome back. Returning guests, both of you. Thanks for coming back.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Simultaneously returning as well. Not individually, but as a pair.
Yes, your first episode, Simon, was with Tom Webster.
That is correct.
Your second episode.
Seated to my left currently.
Well, I thought, you know, when people are getting accustomed to the show, I want to make them feel comfortable and feel relaxed. And I thought, you know, why not replicate the environment that your first show, your first ever so successful show was.
We're wearing the same stuff.
That's
same
right.
Weather.
I haven't changed my clothes since then.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's dedication.
Feel good about it.
Everything is exactly the same.
Fantastic.
No, I'm wearing Tom's clothes.
Well, it's great to have you back. I had a funny encounter on the tube this week on Tuesday. I just finished a gig and I had my guitar with me. And there was a lady on the tube next to me. And she was like, I was listening on my headphones to some music. And she's tapping me on the shoulder. So I took my headphones down. She goes, hello. And I go, hi. And she goes, are you a musician? And I said, yes. And she goes, oh, what kind of stuff do you play? And I was like, I do all sorts, you know, like kind of rocky, bluesy. But I was just doing a comedy gig now, but I love jazz. She goes, jazz! I love jazz! I go, oh, great! And she goes, I'm a jazz singer. I'm looking for musicians at the moment. I love to sing, and I really need a new team of musicians around me so I can go out there and do some more gigs. And I was like, oh, you know what? I am interested in that. I love doing lounge gigs and playing jazz music. So I was like, what kind of jazz are you into? She goes, oh, yeah, well, Amy Winehouse, mostly. And I was like,
the classics.
And that was, and then she just paused after that. And I was like, oh, yeah. And she's like, I also like Aretha Franklin. She's good, yeah, but mostly Amy Winehouse. She's the best. Like, when it comes to jazz, when it comes to jazz, like, I don't really need anyone else, because Amy Winehouse is pretty much the
best
one.
Yeah, she did it. She completed jazz.
This is all going on in my head. And I'm there, I'm struggling to really know what to say. And there's this couple sitting opposite on the tube, and I could see them smirking and listening in. Oh. And I was like, okay, well, what about any classic jazz, though? You know, like, you know, the older singers, Ella Fitzgerald, Peggy Lee, you know, Billie Holiday, and naming the most obvious ones. And she goes, yes, they're good. I've heard all of that. But Amy Winehouse really is the best jazz out there. And
was she 11 years old?
No. She was about my age.
I've just moved to London. Do you look like a musician?
Well,
can we make a band?
Funny you say that. Because I said to her, is there anything? So I was like, oh, so, okay, so clearly you want to do an Amy Winehouse cover band. And she's like, no, jazz band. But you know, mostly Amy Winehouse stuff and some Aretha Franklin.
Mainly, it'll be all Amy Winehouse and then respect.
So I was like, okay, have you got anything online? Have you got some videos? Can I check you out? You know, have you even got a SoundCloud? Because you can find me. Just look for my name. And I was like, what's your name?
It's myname.geocities.com.
She told me her name, and I instantly recognised it was an Arabic name.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, where are you from? And I understand the look she gave me, because whenever, if you're an Arab and someone says, where are you from? You always hesitate a bit before you answer for some reason. But she like gave me a pause. She goes, why? Why do you want to know? I said, in Arabic? I said, in Arabic. Are you Arabic? You know, and She's like, oh, mashallah, eh, and a Lebanese. She goes, I'm Lebanese, nice to meet you. Yes, I can't believe you're Arabic. Yeah, amazing. She shook my hand. I was like, I'm from Syria. Yeah, it's lovely to meet you. And then the train stopped and at a station, and the couple opposite us stood up to get off, and the lady couldn't contain herself, and she, before they got off, she turned around, she goes, you know, there's a lot more to jazz than just Amy Winehouse, and you should be listening to more interesting jazz music, because and then her boyfriend was like, come on, get off, we got to get up, and she ran off, beep beep beep, the door shut.
Whoa.
And then she got really frosty and closed up, and I was like, well, and I wanted to continue the point, but I wanted to be sensitive, so I tried to be nice and say, you know, like, yeah, like Amy Winehouse is fantastic, you know, and I agree with what I'm saying here. Amy Winehouse is great, she's really wonderful, but you know, she didn't really necessarily create anything brand new. What she's most going to be remembered for is kind of bringing back to the forefront the amazing jazz styles that we've abandoned. She used to play with big bands, have amazing instrumentalists playing with her. And she really brought back the old standards of jazz and you know, showed the world how good real music is again. So, you know,
Stranger Danger Smackdown on the tube.
She wouldn't, so she happens, wouldn't exist without these amazing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I really recommend you go home and study up and read them. And she goes, I've heard all of that jazz. I'm not an idiot. I know what jazz music is. And I said, name a jazz artist who you like other than Amy Winehouse. And she goes, look, I don't need to name anyone. I know jazz. I'm not an idiot. Okay, I just
all the good ones, the jazz, Johnny, John Jazz, Dave Jazz, Jazz and Dave,
Jazz and Dave,
bebop, 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 bebop. So and then we got off at the same stop, and it was terribly awkward.
Super awkward.
Trying to be nice.
I'm gonna just run up the escalator actually, because I've remembered I've got to be somewhere else.
No, please, just stick around. I just want to. I really respect, I'm sure you're very talented, but I really think you could learn a lot and gain a lot from just studying up a bit.
Yeah, I've just remembered, though, I've got to put something in the post office before it closes, because they close very early.
10:30 p.m.?
Yes, my post office is trialing a new thing.
Really? Where do you live? That's cool. It's just be good to know about that.
Just get out of this station, sort of go left, and then I'm up there a bit.
Oh, the Ealing post office?
Yeah.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's trialing?
So there, what they have is they've got this, like a hatch outside where you can put mail in there.
Oh, wow. I've actually got an envelope I've been forgetting to post. Do you mind if I just tag along?
We
can talk about jazz a bit, and then I'll post it when we get there.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a really great idea. But today is my gran's birthday, and if I don't get back to see her, she will be so furious.
Well, look, I won't be any pain. Look, rather than us standing here, I'll just walk along with you. I'll come along.
Yeah, okay, but...
The thing about classic jazz,
sorry, can I quickly just stop
what?
You? No, I just wanted to stop you.
Oh, okay. Just over here, is it?
Yeah, it's just, a bit further up.
It looks closed to me.
Actually, so what they've done here is see this little hatch here?
Yeah.
You can just put letters in there. You don't even have to go indoors. And that leads in indoors.
That hatch
indoors.
Has always been there. Isn't that for, like, the guy to come put money in it? Isn't that a safety deposit box for money?
Is it?
I don't feel
safe. I've put a lot of letters in there. Should I not have done that? This will
Are they fan letters to Amy Winehouse?
No.
Oh, okay.
She sadly died.
Oh, I was going to say, I had some bad news for you. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes just, you know, put my Christmas list in there and cards and that sort of thing. A lot of disappointed family, actually.
Well,
so that sort of adds up now that you say that's where people put money in, because I put a lot of mail in there.
Oh.
So thank you for teaching me not just about jazz, but also about the Royal Mail.
Well, I don't feel like I've really got a chance to teach you about jazz properly yet.
Yeah. Have you got an email address maybe you could leave with me, because I've got a...
Yeah, fine.
Going to shoot off, if that's okay.
Wait, is that a busker I hear?
She walks when the sun goes down. I can't remember the rest of the lyrics now.
I was going to
do some research before I busk.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go talk to this guy about music.
What's he playing? Is he playing an Amy Winehouse song?
Yeah, Amy Winehouse.
I love this one.
This is her song. I march along the road and I made me one hell.
Yeah, yeah. One of the B-sides.
Yes.
Great, that one.
Okay, you're both...
Can you, I have some money, please?
You guys deserve each other. Maybe you should sing for him. I'm gonna go, guys.
I know every song ever.
Here's a quid, mate.
£1. I'm going to post this to my relatives.
You can just put it in that hatch.
Okay, and scene. All right. Okay, welcome back. Simon, thanks for coming back, bro.
Thanks for having me back.
So you're back second time. I like to, when people come back, I like to delve a bit more. When I like to do a bit of research, learn more about someone when they come back second time. And I saw on your website, you very proudly state that
very
you...
Very proudly. Nothing is proud. No pride on that website, mate.
That you featured in an episode of Friends?
That is a true story, though. Someone's hasn't got their phone on silent.
My phone's not on silent. yeah, it said you featured in an episode of Friends.
Right, that is a true story.
And anyone who's a subscriber to our Patreon page and gets our bonus content would know that how much of a Friends fan I am.
I think who isn't a Friends fan?
There are a few out there. There are some out there who force themselves
to be.
I'm
going to put my hand up now and say that I've never ever seen an episode of Friends.
How?
It may have been on in the background. I've just never seen it.
What?
Just never seen it.
In real life?
No, IRL, never seen Friends.
That is mad.
Yeah, I've even seen Everybody Loves Raymond, but I've not seen
That's
Friends.
That's a great show.
That's
great
incredible.
I've seen Chums, which was a really cheap...
And that didn't even entice Cat you?
Wasn't that on SMTV?
Yeah. It was.
SMTV Live, yeah.
So that's I've seen mental. All the knockoffs.
Friends
but
is
I've
on
Friends.
Constantly on some channel for the last like 20 years. It's just been on non-stop.
Do you though?
That's amazing.
Do you hate Friends?
No, I mean it's one of those ones where everyone's seen it, and I'm sure I will see it at some point. But I've just haven't got round to it.
It's on Netflix, mate.
Whoa! I'm gonna get on it.
So come on, Si. What happened, mate? How did you end up on fucking Friends? What year was it?
What was the year? 2001.
Wow.
Maybe.
Whoa. Okay.
It was quite some
That's
time
a
ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I moisturise. I went on a press junket to Los Angeles to interview the creators of the television show Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some chats with them, and they were very nice, and we messed about a bit, and it was very silly.
You were like
fun.
A TV host?
Yeah, it was for a TV show, and it was like so. It was like a little sort of VT segment.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I don't know if they flew a bunch of journalists to LA, basically, to promote Friends, which seems like very costly, but who knows. And then we had some chats, and then we all went to watch an episode being taped, and then they recognized me and my producer, and they were like, hey guys, do you want to come and be extras in this scene? It was in Central Perk. And we were like, yeah, yes do we do want to do that. And so then there's just an episode where I'm just stood in the background. Still in the
Do
background of Central Park.
You sound like an old woman when you really want to do something.
That's like, it like activates the curse. Yes.
I finished three stages of the prophecy.
That's it.
Two more steps in the world.
Hey, you were in Central Perk.
Yeah, so if you
Central
pause
Perks.
It, if you pause...
Tom, don't belittle the significance of this, all right?
What's the name of the cafeteria?
Did
in,
you have a
friends?
Prop? Did you have a coffee cup?
I'm not sure if I had a cup. It was basically just a few of us standing around a table sort of goldfishing, you know, just sort of rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubaby stuff. If you pause it, you can sort of see a very young me.
Wow. Yeah. I'm definitely... And which episode? Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that.
it's called The One With Joey's Award. I don't know what season it's from. But yeah.
Mate,
in a way,
if that was
my
me, I would memorise the season, the exact time code of which where to freeze it.
That's the thing. It is very like, there I am for a second, gone, finished.
Wow. Well, still, you were in Central Perk.
Still,
dude.
Exciting times,
That's
isn't
amazing.
It? Yeah. A lot of people have got like pictures on their Instagrams and their online dating profiles of them on that like travelling Central Perk that was popped up around London in the last couple of years. Not I!
Oh.
Got a picture of me really young in the real one.
Woo.
I actually, my parents moved house last year and had to clear out the garage, and I found some old actual photos that were printed out, and there was one of me and Gunther playing foosball on Joey and Chandler's foosball table.
In Chandler's flat?
Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Wow.
Fun okay, times.
I can't talk to you anymore.
That's on my online talk. Dating profile. Is,
I picture bet.
Me, age 22.
Oh, he's revealed his age. Maths fans out there can go back and figure this out.
I'm a real fan of maths.
All right, I can't talk to you anymore about that. I'm completely splitting at the seams with jealousy. It's insane. Tom Webster, have you been on telly? Anything close to as good as that?
He's been on E4 in the last year, all over the bloody place.
That was a music live stream on the internet. It was fun. But
really?
No, even better than that.
Okay.
Even better than that, I was on Blue Peter.
What?
Yeah. I got a badge and everything,
that's
mate.
Pretty much as iconic as Friends, if you're British.
That's true, actually.
Some people must not have seen Blue Peter out there magically. I don't know. But yeah, pretty much everyone knows what
it's
Blue
It's not quite
Peter
broken
right.
the international game as much as Doctor Who, perhaps.
No, not as much.
But still, to me, that's pretty
nothing
awesome.
Nothing more quintessential.
Were you
British.
In the studio? Did he go down to the studio?
Hell, we got a tour of the studio. I got a 7-Up. Yeah. She got me a 7-Up and we got drove there and it's
that's your main memory of the story. Got a 7-Up for free.
I tell you what, man, Simon from EastEnders was in his macho height back then and I really wanted to be like him, and there were two tortoise on the show, and one of the tortoises fell off a cushion, ceremonial cushion, and Simon caught it.
Wow.
He was a real life hero as well as being my hero on TV.
That's
actually,
like
man.
Superman catching
Martha
what's her name? Not Martha.
Martha Jones.
His girlfriend.
Yeah.
Lois Lane.
Lois.
Yes.
Martipello.
I mean,
what were you doing
on Blue Peter?
I was in the background clapping and stuff, and I had a waistcoat on, and it was
cool.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, it was the 90s, so we all had waistcoats back then.
I bet you've got a few waistcoats now.
I mean, I've kept them. I mean, I've got my Blue Peter waistcoat still. It's just the one I had my Holy Communion in as well. You know, it's like my smart waistcoat.
Yeah, yeah.
So you went in the audience?
Yes, basically, my next door neighbour had a tortoise, which was, you know, 150 years old.
In tortoise years?
Human years.
Human years.
They live a long
Holy
time,
cow.
Those babies.
What?
And Blue Peter reached
That's
out.
Only like 60 in tortoise years?
Yeah, they're old, man.
Yeah, whoa. Man.
Just like trees. Blue Peter got in contact to him, or the other way probably is more feasible. I don't know. And when
the tortoise probably rang up Blue Peter.
Sounded like an old woman instantly. So the Blue Peter tortoise, my next door neighbour's tortoise, they met and it was like they were on cushions because they were old.
Wow.
This was a really weird episode. I think it was a slow news day. not Blue Peter was news.
That is classic. That is classic BP.
Yeah,
old tortoise. Yeah. Why not? Why
classic
not?
It is. Yeah. What, and then they made some.
Did you meet the dog? Did you go in the garden? What was the chat?
It was in the garden, man. The garden's cool.
Did you get a badge?
I did get a badge. Yes.
All right.
Very strong.
I used it straight away in the London dungeon, my friend.
Yes.
And I had to run out because it was too scary.
Oh. Do you still get benefits from that badge,
mate? I don't know where it is anymore.
Oh,
I think it's still a thing, though. You can still like use it to travel for free on London Underground. You get
it's got a little oyster
free
chip in
upgrades
it.
On Virgin
free
Atlantic.
Free drinks at the bar.
Yeah. Free 7-Up wherever.
And if you put it in a vending machine,
mm-hmm.
the vending machine opens up
get
and it takes
out
you
it.
Down to the secret tunnels of London,
nice.
And you get to see the elite London that only certain people get to see.
The Illuminati.
Yeah, under the streets of London, there's a whole other city.
Oh,
of just pure luxury and debauchery, man. And hedonism.
Hedonism.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. I see you placed the Blue Peter badge inside the vending machine and typed 3D.
Yes, 3D.
Others thought it was Quavers, but you know better.
I know better. Yes, I know all the tricks with vending machines.
Is this your first time in the London Underground?
Yes, sir. I'm extremely nervous.
And what is it that you seek here?
I live near a local bank, and I've been depositing money in every single month, and they've been shortchanging me every single month, and I want to stick it to the man.
Well,
I want to secretly shake those hands of yours, and I want you to do a secret deal, and I want to stick it to them.
Secrecy you seek?
Yes, I seek secrecy.
You seek secrecy?
Yes.
Secretly?
I secretly seek it. I've told nobody.
Well, you've told me now. And so, I'm the only one that knows your secret of secrecy seeking.
Oh, thank you.
But you've come to the right place, because here, many secrets will be unveiled to you.
Cool.
The international banking system is based upon a dare. It got out of hand.
Did it?
And now, assholes run it.
Damn it.
But down here, we have our own currency.
Blue Peter badges.
Well, of course.
I have 10.
You have 10?
Yes, and there's more where it comes from.
My word. You must be very adept at tricks and tortai.
Yes,
and perhaps even collecting milk bottle tops.
Oh, yes, I have collected 10,000 of those.
Good Lord.
I have many disguises, and I was on Blue Peter in as many different people over the years.
Well, when the Blue Peter badges run dry, the milk bottle tops are our backup currency. They're the pennies to the pounds of the Blue Peter badges.
Yes.
Anyway, come further through. Let me close the vending door behind you.
It's very dark. I can't quite see. If I, just let me feel my way through.
Light this. Careful. I'll just light this torch.
Ah, there we are.
There you go.
It's very medieval.
Drink it in. Yes, we've not really... It's difficult to pay workmen in Blue Peter badges, so we've really had to do the place up ourselves. And none of us are really qualified as you know, plasterers or electricians. So it's very much jerry-rigged from the electrics, the power, the vending machine upstairs.
That's one of your secrets, is it?
It's one of the yes, it's one of the sort of the secrets that not a lot of people hear. That doesn't really spread outside.
No.
So be very careful, because also the carpeting is quite loose.
Yes, the and sticky as well.
Yes, none of us. There's only really one plug socket, and that's the vending machine. So we can't get a Hoover down here.
Yes.
A lot of crumbs on the floor. Also, be very careful of the little, you know, there's rods, the rods that hold the carpets up. The spikes go upwards.
It can be very painful at night.
Yes, so Gerald's son is actually a carpenter.
And as they talk, we go to the vending machine where he entered, and there's this kind of big fat guy arrives, and he tries to put a coin in and punches buttons, and it's not working. And he's like, what the fuck? And he starts shaking it, and he notices that the vending machine door is still a little ajar, and as he shakes it, it swings open a little, and he pushes it and looks inside, and there's a tunnel going down, and he steps in and he goes down to the tunnel to find the welcomer down there.
Hello, is there someone else there?
Hello. I wanted a quirly whirly.
Oh, good Lord. I'm so sorry. This happens often because the locksmith that does the big door...
What is this? What's going on down here?
No, nothing happening.
All vending machines got this. I've used a lot of them, and I've never seen this before.
We're just restocking
Who are you?
Hula hoops. I work for KP. This chap works for the 7-Up company.
Oh, you got any of those honey roast nuts?
Let me just have a look here. We've just got skips.
What's down there? What's that?
Nothing.
Where does that lead to?
Nothing to worry
yourself
about.
What's that big golden door?
Don't touch the door.
Don't touch the door.
Second floor, free blowjobs.
Whoa, no.
The third floor.
That's another one of the secrets.
Third floor, interest-free banking for life.
Right. We really didn't need to signpost it, given that it's so secret. I'm not sure who we were advertising it
Fourth
to.
Fourth floor. Lingerie chocolate.
Yeah, no, that one I stole.
Lingerie
that.
Chocolate.
I stole that from a department store for a joke. It's not. Anyway, head back up the stairs, please.
Wait a second. I don't want to go back up there.
Right. Well, you mustn't tell anyone.
As he's talking, he's reaching to a red button on the wall behind him. What do you mean? I mustn't tell anyone.
No. If you could just step towards me onto the Diamante rug. Just stand there.
Oh, is that where the curly whirlies are?
For 1 second.
Okay. Yeah. All
okay,
right.
Okay. And I'm just going to.
He vanishes down a hole.
Oh, thank goodness.
And then we see the lights get a little brighter.
Yes. We have an alternative power supply here. There's a sort of jenny deeper down. It's sort of run on a massive blender, if you will.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. I put a horse in it once.
Yeah. Oh, but that powered the whole place for weeks.
Absolutely weeks.
This place
stuff.
Is wonderful. It's more wonderful than I could ever imagine.
Yes, well, you know, if you want to head on up to the fourth floor, we've got a lingerie chocolate.
I'd like to try on a pair of... chocolate boxes.
Right, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, and you're going to melt all over me and probably going to lick them all off.
Well, I don't know what you've heard, but certainly there's a capacity for that here.
Wonderful.
As soon as Marcus arrives, I'm sure he'd be happy to escort you.
And then we cut
there
to a London Underground tube train, and it's just going through a tunnel, and there's like sparks and lights flashing through the window, and one of the passengers just notices through the glass every time the light flickers, she gets a brief glimpse of a man wearing chocolate pants as they melt, and there's a horde of naked people climbing up to lick some of the melted chocolate.
Look, Anthony, I'm not crazy, all right? I'm not crazy. Each time in between Maida Vale and Kilburn Park, right?
What?
Just look, okay?
What do you mean, mate? You've been...
There's naked people. There's people wearing chocolate boxes.
Oh, mate, you've been smoking too much of that.
Look!
Fucking reefer, man.
Right, 10.
Stand clear of the doors. Please stand clear of the doors.
Hey, do you like jazz? Do you like jazz, mate?
What do you mean? What? Go away.
Do you like jazz?
Amy Winehouse is not real jazz.
All right, okay. Let's play Ask Me No Questions, I'll Tell You No Rhymes.
When it's dark at night and it's dark by 4, you need something funny to be laughing on the floor. So you get a bunch of idiots into a little room and get them rapping, rapping till high noon. They're rapping, rapping, rapping through the night. 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 Rapping, rapping, rapping through the night.
I'll just fade that out. I'm going to try and use that as bedding music. Does it work? Yes, it's time for Ask Me No Questions, I'll Tell You No Rhymes. The portion of the show is really distracting. This isn't good bedding.
Really bad bedding.
There it is. All right, Ask Me No Questions, Tell You No Rhymes. It's the rap warm-up game, because we haven't officially started the show yet.
Thank God.
Would you believe it? They're going to play Ask Me No Questions, Tell You No Rhymes. So what happens here is we get a location from the glorious thing called the internet. And using that location, we're all gonna become magical rappers in that location. Oh, I'm not explaining this well. So basically, you ask a question to the person to your left in rap form, a question, okay? And it doesn't have to be a question. You can just say something to them. It's fine. And then that person responds in rhyme to your question, and then turns to the person on their left and asks a question of them. Their answer must rhyme with your question, and so on and so forth. Okay? If you fail to rhyme, if you repeat the rhyme, if you hesitate for too long, and you miss the beat, you get eliminated.
Oh, boy.
Dude.
Last two people will have a quick rap showdown rap battle.
Last two out of three.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So basically, we're not going to get much playtime out of this. Probably, thankfully, not much playtime out of this. But... we'll have a couple practice rounds before we start eliminating people, all right?
Thank goodness.
So I'm going to play a beat
now. There's going to be a beat as well.
Yeah, of course there is.
Oh, man, I've got that choke scene from 8 Mile in my head now.
Well, think of it.
Choke.
And use it as an example of what not to do. Can you all hear the beat, guests?
Yes, just about.
Just about? Do you need it louder?
I'd like it a few BPM slower.
Yeah. No, I can't slow it down, sorry.
Oh,
and the
boy.
Rap battle at the end is even quicker. All right, here we go. Yo, okay. Oh, our location is a hot tub. We're in a hot tub.
A hot tub.
Yes. Three MCs in a hot tub. In a T-U-B. All right, yo. Yo, Simon, could you pass the soap?
I guess I could. Is it on a rope? Tom, where are we headed?
Oh, I don't know. I think we're going to bedded. Oh, hey, Talal, do you feel it's a little bit hot in here?
Yes, I do, but get near, because the heat makes me feel queer. Yo, Simon.
Yeah.
You've been on Friends.
That's true. In my ends, though, I don't do any acting. It feels weird. Tom, tell me about your beard.
My beard is really, really feared. It's a scary beard, and it's called Mr. Jeered. Yes, I jeered at my beard all day long. Hey, Talal, have you been on Friends?
That's how the game goes. Very good, guys. I didn't really have to scold either of you. And neither did the hot tub, it seems, because we were cool as ice.
We were.
That was really good. I think we're ready to just move
straight
into... Wow,
the bar is pretty low on this one.
No, that was fantastic. I think we're ready to move straight into elimination mode. All right, guys? Okay. So whenever we're ready, we're going to get a new location. It's the billiard room.
A billiard room?
A billiard room.
What year is this?
I don't know.
1897.
Yeah, we were in a billiard room. Who went last? You did. Why don't you start us off, Tom? Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay.
Yo.
Hey, Talal, have you potted any balls?
Yes, I have. I've potted them all. Yo, Simon, could you pass me your cue?
Sure. Here is me passing it to you. Tom, can you grab me a rest?
Yes, I can, and I'll give you the best.
What?
Hey, Talal, what's the year?
The year is 1940. Hey, here is Simon playing pool.
That's true. I don't know the rules, but I feel like it's pretty cool, so I'm going to keep hitting things till I feel a fool. Hey, Tom, what's the score?
Oh, let me just check the app. It's 4-4. Hey, Talal, are you aware that we have apps in the Victorian times?
Yes, I do. That's where I get my rhymes. From my nap. Have you used a rhyming dictionary?
Dictionary? Yeah, I've used many. Tom, can you tell me another meaning of the word Victorian?
Yes, I can. It means that in history we're touring all around. Hey, Talal, have you read any books recently?
Yes, I have. I've read 1, 2, 3. Yo, Simon, check out this trick shot.
Whoa, that's pretty sweet. I didn't think you'd pot all the balls in that order. I feel like I'm getting cheated past the border, like I've bribed a guard or something. I don't know. Tom, would you like a bit of my muffin?
Yes, I would. I love a bit of muffin. It tastes real nice, just like nothing. All those air bubbles in the bread. It's really, really great, and it goes to my head. Hey, Talal.
What?
Are you on MTV?
No, I've never been on MTV. fuck you guys. You guys are too good. I've never ever faced people as good as this.
Sorry.
Amazing.
Is this the first time you've ever played this game on air?
I'm gonna be really British and apologise for giving you really impossible rhymes.
MTV. Similarly. That's not impossible. Oh, mate, you guys smashed it. Well
Thank
done.
You.
This is definitely making the podcast. We've never had such good rapping on this segment. That sound can only mean one thing. It's time for the final showdown, rap battle extraordinaire. Yes. Simon Fielder, what's your MC name?
Oh, my Kid Capricorn.
Kid Capricorn versus Tom Webster, what's your MC name?
Webb.
How many B's does it have?
Kid Capricorn
Six.
Versus Webb. Gonna rap battle it down now for you. You guys have 20 seconds to cuss the other rapper as much as possible.
Oh, wow. Right?
So just completely go ruthless.
Well, that's really not in the spirit of this at all.
I don't want you to pull any punches. I want you to proper go for each other. There's no hard feelings here. None of it is serious. No, after the rap is done, it will no longer matter. Just be as ruthless and mean as possible. I'm going to flip a coin to see who goes first. So
the great thing is about a rap battle on the radio is that most rap battles are not about what the other person is wearing or what they look like.
No,
so I imagine it just works great.
Well, you can use that to your advantage and just kind of make up what the other person is wearing and
nice.
Looks like. So I've got a Hong Kong $2 coin.
Of course you have.
One side has a flower on it and the other side has a number 2 on it. So call it in the air, 2 or flower.
Flower.
2.
Tom says flower. It's a 2. Simon, you get to choose who starts.
I suppose Tom.
Okay.
All right, Tom. Your 20 seconds. Can you hear the beat?
Yes, I can.
Your 20 seconds.
Oh, God.
Starts in 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Really, 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 Simon, you're such a bore. I saw you on your little horse on the way here. You're a little bit north. Bet you are thinking you're a Viking. I don't think you're a Viking. I think you're liking yourself a bit too much. You can't ride a horse with a mirror vision. You gotta look at the road. It's a bit dangerous, you silly toad. What are you doing, you silly toad?
That's Don't time! You... Amazing! Woo! That was incredible. That was incredible. Oh my God, Simon, what are you gonna say
turns
to that?
Up the BPM for the final. Tough. This is tough.
Yes, it is tough. And your time starts in 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tom making fun of me because I'm a horse. I didn't think your raps could get any worse, but they could. Look at you. You're acting like wood, idiot face. Don't know what you're talking about. Like you've been sprayed with mace, choking up on the mic. And nothing you've said I've liked. You're dressed like a weird Will Smith from the 90s. Try these clothes that I got from some cool kids down the road.
That's time! Oh, my God!
Oi, 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 oi.
Deep. That
next
was
round,
incredible.
Next round. Bring it on, bring it on.
You want next round?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, winner of that round, then. We're going to do best of three, then. Fuck it.
Oh, fuck it.
Winner of that round, just for pure surprise factor, I'm going to give it to Simon, because Tom had some sick rhymes there, but then I wasn't expecting Simon to be so fluid. And,
you are fluid, bro.
And
you are fluid.
You, sir, are fluid, bro.
Your flow is slick, bro.
All right, round two.
Come on, now.
Tom Webster. You're going to start in 1, 2, 3, 4.
Shut up, sinner. I'm a real winner. I eat mace for motherfucking dinner. It's real tasty. I get it from the police station at night. Yeah, creep into the police station at night real tight. Defense system with all their lasers, man. It's easy, it's blazers. You go past their blazers and creep under them. Here we are and eat some mace. Yeah,
that's right. That's time.
Yeah, can you take those cusses, my friend?
Yeah, a bit light on the cusses, but a good heist description.
Yeah, I'm a
all
nice,
right,
I'm
Simon
nice guy.
Fielder in 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
A heist in a police station. You're mad, like a creation from my mind that I've made up. Looking at you, and like he leaves a cup of sick to drink up. The beat stopped. It didn't, just my brain flopped. I grip the mic again, spit it. You don't know you're gonna get ripped, kid. I keep spitting the blues another
time.
Decimated.
I haven't seen Ocean's 11 in a long time and I miss it. So that's why I'm going to give this round to Tom Webster. Especially because of your shit rhyme at the end there, Simon.
Thanks.
All right, last round.
Another round.
Final round.
It's almost like he did it deliberately.
I'm going to give you a new beat.
Oh, thank goodness.
Nice slow one. Final round. Okay. Here we go. Tom? No, we'll start with Simon this time.
Okay.
All right, and you're going in 1, 2, 3, 4.
Listen to me, Rip Tom. This is the type of thing that your mom might have told you when you were going to school. She dropped you off and then she was like, that fool isn't going to learn anything in this place because he's got a silly little face. Bless him. I guess I still gotta love him because in a way he came out of my oven. Yeah, I'm talking
time,
about my
time. Wow, that was pretty slick, Tom Webster.
Yes, it was.
Good luck, man. All right. Whenever you're and you'll start in 1, 2, 3, 4.
I will put pins in you like a voodoo doll. I'm really angry with you, you fucking troll. Yes, I'll show you some haberdashery unabashedly. I mean to smash you, thee, twice with biting my thumb. Get an all Shakespearean and make you feel numb. I'll twist you around like a motherfucking twister. Yes, that's right, and you won't be able to resist the Webster.
Yo, that's the end of the fucking rap battle.
Woo!
These two rappers, each other's cages, they rattled.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then they never stop unrelenting. Each other's cusses were bent inside of each other's psyche. These two dudes were making each other unlikey each other's Facebook profiles. But after all the while, I must say the coolest rapper, cooler than an Italian riding a Vespa, is the number one, Mr. Tom Webster.
Yay!
Amazing.
Spelling.
Amazing. That was Ask Me a Question, Tell You No Rhymes.
Ah.
Yes. Yes. K2K Radio.
That's right, K2K, Mother Crushers. All right, that's how we do. 7:03. I say quick break before we come back and do some proper improv scenage.
Yeah.
All right, boys? Okay?
I'm into it.
Let's go back to our Summer Raps playlist. Where were we? Let's have a look. We were listening to Common Sense, Diggable Planets, and Slum Village.
Lovely stuff.
Diggable Planets.
Let's jump to Slum Village featuring Busta Rhymes. What's this all about? And we'll be back in a couple minutes with some more improv for you.
Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes, Slum Village. Yeah, 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 yeah. Flip Mode Squad. Yeah, 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 yeah. Check it out, y'all. We gon' bounce around like this. Yeah, 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 yeah. First class, full blast. I smashed everything. Women wiggle like ass. All my niggas analyze and color contrast. Live parallel bounce, shape control of ass.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the little show.
London Improv Live.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Oh, I just can't wake up in the morning. No matter what I do, I can never wake up early when I need to. Don't wait.
We've all had trouble waking up in our time. I remember when I was like you. I couldn't get up. Nothing would rouse me. My phone, my clock, a selection of roosters. Then I started drinking Upjay. The wake-up juice. Take a sip of this.
It's amazing. Whoa,
I've got so much to do today. I've got to knock stuff off my to-do list big time. Big time. Big time.
Wake Up Jay is made from a combination of vitamins, antioxidants, and illegal drugs, which will keep you awake all day.
Wake Up Jay.
Wake Up Jay is unavailable in most countries in the world. Please refer to terms and conditions.
What show is this again? I didn't hear what you said the first time. What show is it?
The Bill Show.
The Bill Show? Who's Bill?
Yes, who is Bill? Hi, welcome back to The Lil Show. I'm your host, Talal Karkouti. I'm here with Tom Webster and Simon Fielder.
Bill?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yeah. I'm coming down now.
Bill, is that you?
Yes, me.
Right.
I'm back.
Bill?
Marjorie? Marjorie?
Yeah.
Who's that in the bedroom?
It's Bill.
It's Bill?
You're Bill? Are you Bill?
Marjorie, where's Bill?
I think Bill's here, Matt. I think Bill's here.
Where's Bill, Marjorie?
It sounds like someone said Bill was here.
I got the cottage cheese.
Suki, I think Bill's here.
I've got pineapples.
He says he's brought pineapple souks.
Marjorie?
Yeah.
Tell Bill I got the cottage cheese.
Bill, is that you?
Yeah.
Souks has got cottage cheese, your favourite.
Oh, God, so where are my pineapples?
Come down here, you daft old
okay,
sow.
Has Bill got the pineapples yet?
Bill, have you got the... Yes, he said he had. Bill, have you got the pineapples?
Yes, I have.
He said he had. I thought he said he had, but I wasn't sure. And then as I started asking him, I remembered he said he had. Souks, he's got pineapples.
Oh, could you let him know I've got the cottage cheese?
Yes, I will do. All right, Bill.
Yes?
Soak said she's got the cottage cheese.
Cottage creamy little fat cheese and pineapple chunks happy summer. Yes.
Bing bong.
Oh.
Someone else is at the door.
Oh, God. Who's that now?
It's me.
Oh.
I'll come over from next door with the cottage cheese.
Right, hang on. Well,
is Bill ready?
Let me open the door. You just stop shouting through me letterbox.
Okay. Two. You opened the door, my head was down by your crotch because me was talking through the letterbox.
Sorry, Bev.
I've got cottage cheese all over your trousers.
Oh,
oh no.
Goodness, Bill won't know what to do with himself.
He's mad.
Right, well, I mean...
Oh, Bill, you're here.
Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Thanks for coming so much, Bill. Marcus was really appreciate you coming here for his son's christening and the barbecue that followed it.
Can I lift the baby?
Well, yes, but do be careful, Bill. You're ever so butterfingersy, aren't you?
Especially with my pineapples.
Yeah, pop the pineapple down, Bill.
Okay, I'll put it on the blimp.
Well, yeah. Bill, I'm very impressed that you got the pineapple in time for your brother's christening. What are we going to do with all this cottage cheese all over Marjorie's trousers?
Oh dear, we could eat it. Who would want to waste cottage cheese? I wouldn't.
Let me take them off first, Bill.
No, keep them on.
Not in front of the baby.
Damn baby. Ruining everyone's fun. Bill. Bill, when are you going to finish our plan about the baby?
Well,
have you spoken to the adoption agency yet?
Yes, I have, and I used my best voice and everything. They made me sign papers.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Bev. Thanks.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Thank you so much for coming to the christening here. Look at little little Tim Tim's having a lovely time, isn't he? Look at him. Yeah. Look at him there.
He's adorable.
He's a bit, little bit upset, bless him. Give him a bit of, pop a bit of cottage cheese on your finger and just let him lick it off there.
There we are. That's it. Oh, don't bite. It's teething already. Little Terry, can I let go? Ow.
He loves it. He loves cottage cheese. He takes after his dad.
Cottage cheese,
hello.
Man.
I'm the man interested in adopting your baby.
Very formal introduction.
Goodness, that's
no messing about.
Odd. Yes, thanks.
Wait a minute, you didn't say you were going to be here.
No, it seems odd that you would have come to the christening and the barbecue that came directly after it. I thought we discussed this online. We were going
to. Me and my associates don't like to waste time.
Who are these other people you've brought with you?
Just the.
There's a lot of them. Why have they got their faces covered?
We want baby.
These men want baby.
Well, that's.
We want baby.
I mean, that's certainly not the way to go about it.
These men represent the ring of. Baby boilers.
The ring of baby boilers?
The ring of baby boilers. You expect me to let you adopt my baby? And you're called the ring of baby boilers. We didn't discuss any of this in the email.
No. You agreed to the price.
You look nothing like your profile picture.
Wait, I want to clarify. We're baby boilers, not baby ballers.
Yep, same sort of problem I've got, really. I just don't... really want to give my baby up for adoption to be heated to 100 degrees and presumably melted.
We've wasted our time, lads.
We want the baby to melt. Melt the baby.
Not today, boys.
Oh!
What was all that about?
Marjorie!
What was all that about?
I don't know, it got dark and weird.
Sorry,
and
I went to wash off the cottage cheese off of me trousers.
Marjorie, who are those weird lads leaving your house?
I don't know, there were just a lot of people in sort of dark cloaks walking away.
Can you ask Bill?
Looks like that bit out of Lord of the Rings.
So they were hipsters.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of them. Give us your pineapple, Bill. Let's chop it up and put it on the barbecue.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm quite happy that we didn't give away the baby now. It's morally wrong, and we should have filled them in.
Who's giving away a baby?
Oh, no, I'm just writing a novel.
Oh, right.
Marjorie, you're not chopping the pineapple.
No, that's right.
That was the baby!
If you have a baby, be careful. It's delicate.
Babycare.com.
Yep, that's the end of our sponsors. Yeah, we had some surprise sponsors there you didn't know about.
Very long advert, that, wasn't it?
Welcome back to the show, Dr. Listeny. It's a little time for something called Newsish. That's right, it's time for Newsish, the portion of the show where we take a story from the news and then we talk about that story from the news and then we do some improv based on what we talked about, inspired by that story from the news. And this week I have from Australian news.
They don't have news in Australia.
No.
What a
apparently
ridiculous
they do.
Concept.
But they need it labelled very clearly. It's called news.com.au.
Ah.
Okay. North Korean tour guide tells a bus full of tourists a very filthy joke. I like this story. Warning, this article contains content that some readers may find offensive. I should have said that at the top of the show. Sorry for any live listeners who've been horribly offended by my constant burping and rude language. It's a tour guide's job to be charming and make sure tourists are having a good time. But this tour guide may have taken it too far. A North Korean tour guide has told a busload of visitors a really strange, really dirty joke. And the whole thing was filmed by Norwegian tourist Lars Eidnes. So the joke, it's basically, it's a short video, accompanies this story. The joke gets a little cut off at the beginning, but basically it's three guys talking about their wives, is what you need to know.
Sounds like it's going to be a pretty modern joke.
Yeah.
And almost certainly very appropriate.
And if the sound quality, I apologize for the poor quality of the sound, but I'll recap the joke for you after, but just perk your ears up and try and listen on this.
Making gossip about their wives. First of all, I think that my wife.
Greeted with applause. In case there is, yeah, if you
stunning joke,
ripper, mate.
In case, yes. I will look at this in post, and if the sound quality isn't good enough, here's a little recap for you right now. Basically, it was a video shot from the back of the tour bus, and you can see all the seats, and there's a guide at the front. And what you hear him say is, and they were discussing their wives, and one man said, "I think my wife has fucked with a painter." Because I found painting spots all over my room. And then the second guy said, I think my wife has fucked with an electrician because I found lots of electrical equipment under my bed. And the third guy said, I think my wife has fucked with a horse because I found a jockey under my bed. And the whole bus applauded. And
what year did this take place in?
This is like 2 weeks ago in North Korea, which is the bad one, right?
Wow. Yeah. That is, relatively.
Well, in accordance to the what the public sphere consensus is, it's the bad one.
Sure.
But yeah, I didn't even know they had a tourist industry.
Yeah, very limited. I saw some YouTube videos recently of like some people visiting North Korea. It's all very like on rails, though, I think. You can't just like go exploring. They're just like, welcome to North Korea, where fun is around every corner. Come with me around this corner. Here is where we do the fun. Now come with me into this car to the designated hotel. Here is your room. Do not leave your room until we say so. Have fun.
Yeah. Is that, do you think, the purpose of the joke as well, to increase the fun? Like,
maybe.
The tour guides tell filthy jokes.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine those sorts of jokes have been banned in North Korea since goodness. Definitely, like a few the last few months,
darling. Oh, thank you so much for taking me on this tour guide holiday to Nazi Germany.
You're so welcome.
I'm so excited.
Rachel, when I proposed to you,
yes, Mike,
I thought, what does she love? What do her parents love? What will her rabbi love?
And the thought, answer was?
Let's go on this musical Nazi tour. Well, it's something unexpected.
It's exotic, you know? Like now in 1932, you know, it's all... As much as we may disagree with the views, it's all pretty harmless right now, you know?
Okay, yes.
We're just having a good old look at how the other side live, really.
That's right.
We can't control how everyone lives. No. How everyone feels, how everyone thinks.
Certainly not in 1932 have all of these things.
But the best we can do is learn about others, right?
Yes. But I think the way to peace is through understanding.
Yes.
We don't want another Archduke Ferdinand situation.
No. That would, no, I don't think we'll ever have another
one. I doubt
world.
Anything like that will happen,
like
though.
The whole
seems
world
unlikely.
Fighting so extreme,
no,
isn't it?
No, I think we've learned our lessons.
No, from now on it'll be very minor skirmishes between small nations. And
yeah.
The larger nations will be wiser and more enlightened than getting involved in such... Oh, here comes the tour guide.
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Oh, good morning.
Hello. It's 9 a.m.
Yes.
It's the earliest starting around
you
here.
Are right on time.
I was just around the corner listening to our whole entire conversation.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what we do. Anyway, let's start with a little song.
Oh, great. Oh, okay.
London Bridge will be falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge will be falling down when we bomb the bridges.
What was the part after? The way we learned it was different. It's very fun, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we'll just do a little editing, you know.
It's here nice.
Lost in translation,
just sort of feels so localized.
Okay, so
I love fairy tales.
Do you like fairy tales? Do you?
Oh yes,
I love fairy tales.
Brothers Grimm, yeah. Hans Christian Andersen.
Oh yeah. Yes, Hans Christiansen. Oh, he's wonderful. Yes,
I loved his stuff. You can remember you got me that book on our second anniversary, and it had all the fairy tales, sort of
Little Mermaid, and,
yeah.
The one with
the other one with
the sleeping dragon, beautiful person,
and the sleeping beautiful person near the dragon.
There was a dragon.
There's also there's a dragon in it.
But we're here to learn about Germany, not
Let's
Norway.
Let's learn more about musical Nazis.
Yeah. As you can see, we have a lot of fun around here. Look at all these people skipping around in their lovely skimpy gear. Yeah, that's right. We are at the Olympics here, where people of all different nations and races are running, and it's fair, and no one will walk out when certain nations win. Anyway,
yes, we
moving on to the swimming pool. If you want to have a little dip in the pool, you can do so now.
We're really interested in learning about Nazis. Culture, it's just so exotic and so different.
Yes,
and it's like, you know, we can't exactly travel to Africa and visit the cannibal tribes in Papua New Guinea, or, you know, but the Germany's pretty close to home, and something so exotic and different. I'm just curious about your culture. Have you got any fun little anecdotes, Nazi jokes or something like that?
Yeah, or just cool trinkets or souvenirs. I love souvenirs and trinkets.
Well, since it's you guys, and
something to bring home for Martha and Bernie.
Yes, since you're the only people on the tour.
So bespoke.
It's quite quiet.
We've bespoke for you. I've got a little present for you.
Glad we booked out of season.
Now, I hope you don't mind me putting a little hole in each of your little t-shirts. A little Nazi badge on you.
How quaint.
Nazi badge. What does this... Does this, like, get us any sort of benefits or anything?
Yes, you can get into a secret underground place where you can have all sorts of chocolate knickers and all of these wonderful things. Yeah.
Oh, the underground city of Berlin.
Yes, it's like the German version of the Blue Peter badge.
You know about the Blue Peter badges.
Oh, I love Blue Peter. It's one of my favorite shows. I watch it all of the time. I have it on the videotape.
And each of these 4 points of this swastika.
That's right. Each
one is pointing at a great fun time we could have.
Yeah, and as you can look at the swastika, it's a simple figure running away from something, you know? Yeah,
that's
look
so
how fast
it's
exciting.
Running.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh my goodness.
Skipping around and having fun and racing, right? It is what we love to do.
Yeah. Question. Does this get us free entry into the water park?
The water park? Well, since it's you guys, it doesn't usually. Because usually the tour ends at this point.
Oh.
But,
no, darling, I read a review of the water park, and apparently the water is very cold that they spray
really?
On you. It's ice cold.
Oh, no.
Yes.
But I'd love to experience the local culture.
Bessie told me it was more like some sort of torture camp than a water park.
It's not a torture camp, it's a water park. We spray you. We're just to keep you clean. And also, you know, it's fun, right? The level loves to be sprayed with cold water. Here we are.
I suppose we can't.
He's spraying us now, darling.
Yeah. Oh, what's that on the left? It's some sort of parade.
Oh, yes. This is our annual fun parade. Those aren't real guns. Those are also water pistols.
So fun.
And look at that. It's a big armored vehicle with a giant water cannon.
It all looks
not a tank.
Looks quite serious.
Are they
really?
Headed to the water park?
Yeah, they're headed to water park, of course.
Whoa,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, and they're not about to invade Poland.
That must be another tour, because they're putting a lot of. Taking a lot of people to the water park.
Wow, they are.
Look at that. Yeah,
they?
The bus is unloading. They're all coming out.
So many people getting taken.
That's a popular water park.
Do you guys mind if I ask you a question?
Are these chains, darling?
So why have you decided to visit Nazi Germany on your
Well, it's just about getting to know other cultures, isn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose, you know.
Well, you know, just because I like you guys, it can be a little bit dangerous here, you know?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
You know, people disappear and all of that. I mean, I was forced to do this job. I don't want to do this. I didn't vote for the Nazis. Oh. I didn't vote for any of them.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from England.
What?
Yeah. I moved here when I was 4 years old, you know. So
Your accent is so good, though.
Yes, thank you.
Well, yeah, you managed to fit in quite well. But
somebody get me out of here. I don't want to live here anymore. They won't let me live.
But you've just been saying how fun and wild it is.
No, no, that was an incredibly accurate falsehood. No, no, no.
Wait, you're saying that these Nazis are bad?
Yeah, they're bad people.
But honestly, they're so well turned out.
Yeah, no, the suits are designed by Hugo Boss, that's right.
They did say that on the pamphlet, actually.
They're all drinking Fanta as well.
Yeah.
They designed that specifically.
What, have they hurt your family or?
Well, you know, they've hurt pretty much everyone. It's an umbrella policy.
Whoa. Darling, this is truly horrid.
This is, I told you we should have gone to North Korea.
Listen, I mean, I know you guys are about to propose to each other, you know? I spoiled it now.
What? Wait,
is that right?
Oh, cheers.
Dear, did you?
I had to tell you, I can't let you do it here.
Oh, my swastika has a wedding ring around it. Yes. Oh, an engagement ring.
You spoiled the surprise.
Darling, I do.
Oh, dankeschön.
Forever. But look, I won't feel right unless we save this man. Let's take him back home with us.
Well, okay,
let's tell the world of what these Nazis and their swastikas are up to.
Here, put on these non-Hugo Boss clothes.
Yes.
The only non-Hugo Boss clothes around
here. I'm so
here.
Sorry, they're just corduroys and a flannel shirt.
They're made in London. Sorry.
Oh, no, I kind of like it, you know? It's very boho.
Yeah.
Mm. Here, turn this bus around. Take us to the airport now.
Yes, I'll do it.
Is there an airport or is it boat? Did we come here by boat or plane?
You silly old thing. We came here by airship,
of course. Quick, the Zeppelin is waiting for us.
Yes, if anyone tries to stop me, I won't stop.
No,
I'll drive past them.
They're unsinkable, these Zeppelins.
Yeah, that's what they
driving.
Say.
Just keep on
yeah,
driving.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
and as they sing us the classic
down.
Song.
London Bridge. Oh, you want another one?
Yes.
Okay, here we go, loopy loop. Here we go, loopy
I love these musical Nazi tours.
Here we go, loopy loop.
Oh, darling, I'm just going to smoke a cigarette
all
while we enjoy
Operation
this music
Barbarossa.
Here on the airship.
Okay.
Yeah, twinkle, twinkle, twinkle.
And that was news-ish. All right, let's move swiftly on. I am worried. I just did hear the doorbell.
Is that the doorbell for the actual studio?
Yeah.
Hey, ooh. Maybe it's someone coming to the Pink Windmill for the Rod Hull experience.
Maybe it is. The Rod Hull experience.
He doesn't know the Pink Windmill references.
That's what RH experience stands for.
Oh, no.
Tom's very young.
RH experience is, of course, Tom Webster's...
the Rod Hull experience.
The Rod Hull experience.
In fact, this might be a good time for plugs. Before we move on to our next segment, I'm going to ask you guys what you want to promote and tell the listener about, where they can find you online.
Oh, boy.
Maybe any upcoming shows in the next few months, but... we're a bit behind with the podcast, so maybe just stick to where people can find you online.
I got a show in December 2019.
That's the kind of thing.
Oh, okay. So just you basically mean just sort of fill while you literally leave the room.
Oh, we're still on air. I thought he turned off.
Tom, let's take over the podcast and the radio show.
Pressing all of the buttons.
Press the button.
And that
is basically how... I came to have the left finger of the Earl of Sandwich.
That's an incredible story.
In my freezer.
It's so sad that you can't tell it
again. Hey, welcome back to Lyle.
Hi, yeah, the listener didn't know I left the room, did they?
No, nobody would have underlined that. It would have been very unprofessional radio.
Yes, it would have been. All right, okay, we're back.
We'll cut that bit out of the podcast.
Let's play
Probably not.
Teenage Wangst.
What is it?
Love's tales of teenage torment today.
That's right. Time for Teenage Wanks. That was you singing the jingle there, Tom.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
I don't remember doing that.
When did that happen?
I don't know, but maybe I did.
I think you guys were here when we first debuted this segment.
Oh.
So,
of course, yes.
I have before me a scrapbook. Full of various things I've written in my teenage years, from movie concepts to character ideas, and most importantly, song lyrics. Yeah, I'm always a bit hesitant about this section. So I used to consider myself quite the singer-songwriter, and I wrote terrible lyrics. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to give one of these songs to Simon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
He's going to read it out loud. And then
I'm good at reading things they'd laid.
Yes. I'm good at listening to Amy Winehouse.
And we're going to... Well, we'll see what that in reminds us of, and then we'll do an improv scene. I'm just flicking through trying to find a good one.
So right. Much ammunition. I mean, things to work from.
Oh, my God.
Talal, oh listener, God. Is flipping through what can only be described as pages of loose leaf paper scrawled upon in biro, crayon, and what smells like goat's blood. Lyrics, poetry, threats, promises, a curse.
Okay, I was. I saw one other one that.
Is that a spell?
Postcard with a curse on it.
Looks like a picture of.
Oh, there it is.
A girl who doesn't know her picture's being taken.
Did we mention phone numbers? Many, many phone numbers.
A veritable Rolodex of the 1990s.
Ah, yes.
Still his.
Yeah, you can have this one. Okay.
Yeah, oh, here he is. He's back. He's okay, back in the rack. Right. Here he comes. Here we go.
Okay, this is a song show. I wrote when I was like 15 years old.
Just 4 years ago.
And it's called... No, it's 15 years ago. And I haven't looked at these in a very long time. This one's called Ghosts, Simon Fielder. Here you go, mate.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, so you're going to read this, and then you can ask me any questions, and then we'll go into an improv scene. Go ahead.
Ghosts by Talal.
Kakuti.
Kakuti. But it's such a good name, it could just be like, you could just be Talal, like,
yeah,
you know.
I have had that.
Thing. Share.
Yeah.
Ghosts. The floorboard creaks under her feet. My sister comes home from a hard day's work. And my mother doesn't know how to use a computer. Chorus. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one who's real. In a land of ghosts, that's what scares me the most. School passes by in a second. Not as long as I reckoned.
Oh, wow.
My friends aren't home, but they won't leave me alone. Feel like everyone hates me, but I know that they love me. Chorus, bridge, chorus. Other bridge. Whoa. Leave me alone. Let me think on my own. Let me work it out. What's it all about?
Whoa,
what's
nice.
It all about? What's it all about? Ghosts by Talal.
Wow.
Yes, mate. You should.
Oh my God!
It's so. What's? I think school what impresses me the most is that it's. It just doesn't feel like it's been written by an angsty teenager.
No,
you know,
it
like doesn't touch on any of the sort of hot spots that you would expect.
No.
Every single thing I've ever written to encapsulate in that way. It's like, what does he mean?
Yeah. What do you mean?
It's so veiled in metaphor.
Yeah. My mum doesn't know how to use a computer.
I mean, I genuinely don't know what that means. That is incredible.
So I think it's just pretty straight down the line. You're just telling people that your mum doesn't know how to use a computer.
Yeah. By the way, no guys, I'm pretty sad and I can't get girls. But while we're here, my mum doesn't know how to use a computer. Yeah, I mean, that could just be like a page from my Tumblr from the last few months.
Incredible. Oh my God, yeah, man. It's uniquely written from the perspective of a teenager.
What are you going through, man? What are you going through? Like
a really a severe lack of anything exciting socially or romantically,
basically.
My whole teenage years were pretty simple. I didn't really experience the teenage experience till I was
32.
18, 19,
next
20.
Year.
Until uni.
Right.
Really.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was kind of, I was a late grower.
But that's the same for a lot of people, I think, isn't it? It's a chance to reinvent yourself or become something that you wanted to become or, you know, there's no sort of prejudgment when you get to uni. That's why a lot of people sort of flourish and find their wings there, I think.
Yeah, it's a new start.
True story.
And does your mum know how to use a computer now?
No.
Oh.
She's slightly better.
Plus ça change.
I can't believe that made it into the lyrics.
Oh, French.
Really, Talal's gone to like a weird place right now.
Yeah.
I think we've really like opened up a trapdoor into his mind.
Reminiscing, he's biting his fingernails.
All right, Steve. Sorry, I'm a bit early for the haunting. I've just got my orders through here. It says I'm meant to go and haunt teenage boy.
Yes. His name is Talal Karkuti.
Talal Karkuti.
And nothing ever exciting has happened to him in his teenage years.
Right, okay.
So, a little haunting, and a little tickle,
yeah.
And a joke,
yeah.
And whatever you fancy when you're there.
Oh, yeah, just shake it up a bit.
Yeah, shake it up a bit. Yeah, share right. A beer with him or something.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Haunt him up.
Just, I'd be absolutely delighted to do that, but I haven't actually passed my touching stuff exam yet, so I'm still sort of passing through most objects. It was frustrating, as you can imagine.
It is frustrating, yes.
Have a beer. I suppose that what I could do is just sort of be around him, you know.
Yes.
I can be a cold presence in a room.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very creepy. Some light orbs, perhaps?
Yeah.
You passed that little module a long time ago.
I certainly did. I'm a big fan of it.
All right, Mum. Yeah, thanks, Mum. I'll be up in my room. Just give me a call when dinner's ready. Yeah, I think Shahla, my big sister, your daughter, is coming home from work very soon.
Woo.
But I've got some homework to do, Mum. I'm going up to my room, all right?
Okay, I'm going to... what I'll do is I'm going to go under his desk.
Slam.
Yes. Excellent idea, Simon. Very creepy.
Watch this.
Lie on bed. Listen to music.
Hello, hello. He's got his bloody headphones on. That's ruined my entrance.
Oh, you can't take them off him either, can you?
No. Okay.
Stand in front of him for a bit.
I'll just sort of go. Yeah, I'll go above him like that bit in Ghostbusters where she floats above the bed. Hello, hello. He's close his bloody eye. He's really. Here he is.
Whoa.
Hello, hello,
hello,
hello. I'm your.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm just doing just your basic haunting.
Are you a ghost?
Yep, my name's Kevin. I was killed in a mining accident. Hello.
Hi, I've not even touched any drugs or anything. Or
I thought you were
going to
say
yet.
A girl. Right. So, yeah, same.
I can't believe I'm... You can't be...
I'm real. Yeah. Well, I would say touch me, but you can't. Straight through. There it is. I'm more of a sort of cooling presence in the room. Yeah.
A real ghost.
Yeah, you know, just sort of here to lie.
Finally, something cool.
Yeah.
Something cool that happens to me. Who's that?
Hello.
That's Martin. That's my line manager.
Yes, I died in the First World War.
He's very, very experienced.
Come on in.
Yes, I've been doing this for 80 years. And sometimes, corporately, we cool rooms when people can't afford cooling units.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, everyone's got two jobs these days, haven't they? So,
how do you profit from that, Martin?
We don't need to. We're dead.
Ghosts, are we, you silly old tinker?
Oh, wow.
Martin, show him that thing where you knock a book off a shelf.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. Wuthering Heights.
Rare.
Down it goes.
My book on that... The book by that lead singer from Incubus.
Incubus.
Brandon Boyd.
Yeah, Brandon Boyd's
Brandon
book.
Brandon Boyd's
it off
Wuthering
the
Heights. I love that one. It was his own reinterpretation of sort of funk metal.
Respect this book. He's one of my heroes.
Oh, right.
I'll float it up a bit for you.
I really enjoyed the first two. I enjoyed Science and Make Yourself.
Make Yourself.
And even probably the one after that.
Morning View.
Yeah. And then
great
I think
album.
From then, they sort of went a bit Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know? They just sort of went a bit bland and they lost their edge. And I don't really know what DJ Craig Kilborn, what does he do? Anymore.
Oh, yeah, he did the frog sounds on that one song.
Yeah, it's just confusing for me. You know, I saw they had a new album coming out and I was excited and I listened to a couple of tracks and it just doesn't really capture the magic. And I suppose, if anything, it just speaks to a time, you know. Well, A, I was alive, B, I was younger then.
Kevin.
I've never thought so critically about
music before.
Yeah.
Well, I've always just kind of blindly admired all the people that my friends
like. Well, not just a ghost, you know. I'm also an Incubus fan from the back of the day.
Yes.
Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there. It's a classic.
But you're right, their later songs do kind of suck.
Hey, yeah, they're just
Kevin,
they're kind of crap, aren't they?
Kevin, perhaps Kevin could come over whenever you're playing any Incubus and you could share your love of Incubus together.
That's yeah, well, I don't even know if I love Incubus anymore.
What do you love these days, Talal?
I really like Weezer. They're really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love that. The Blue Album is kind of a... It's kind of moulding my teenage years. As
well,
we
you've
speak.
Come to the right place in a way, because, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Weezer, but I certainly, there's, you know, they've hit a few. What's what? With these homies dissing
yeah,
my garden?
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, lovely stuff, isn't it?
Homies dissing my garden.
He tries, bless him. He's set in his ways.
They're perfect.
It's sort of bought George Formby. That's
really,
what I mean.
You don't really
when
like
I'm
them.
I'm cleaning though. Windows.
There you look at him. George he doesn't Formby. Have a clue about the modern
music. I used to clean windows when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
Never told me that.
Oh,
that
do you mean you don't really like Weezer?
Well, it's not that I dislike them. I've just never really got into them.
What's not to get into? They're perfect.
Yeah, I think I did once see them supporting Guns N' Roses at Wembley Arena.
Guns N' Roses, they're great. Yeah. They're, every song they play is such a classic. Instant classic, every song.
Yeah, I mean, everything's sort of up to the Spaghetti Incident, probably. Before, I'd say I'm not a huge fan of the Spaghetti Incident, but, you know, prior to that, you know, it's all good stuff. Apart from that sort of quite offensive song on GNR Lies, that was best not to get into that, is it?
Yeah. I'm saying,
do you know what? You've sent me to a great place because we've got such an overlap of sort of hobbies, music-wise.
Yes. Well, it's almost like you were meant to be together.
Even though I can't touch anything, I suppose, in a way, we can enjoy the sounds.
Yes. Yeah, ghosts can still enjoy sounds.
True, that's a true fact.
Yes.
They are kind of shit, aren't they? Yeah.
After all, it's a lot. I'm not here to make you sad. You know, it's a haunting. Songs. I'm going to try to inspire some of your songwriting.
The best songs are all on the first couple albums as well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Does everything turn to shit? Does everything you love just turn to shit?
No. Please don't be sad, Talal. Here's a computer.
Oh. Where have you got that from?
Within my ghostly belly.
Bloody hell, how long have you been sitting on that?
Well, quite a long time. I just didn't... you haven't passed your touching things exams yet, and I haven't...
Wow, my own computer!
What sort of computer is it?
It's a Yamaha 26.
What?
Does it connect to the internet?
Yes, it does.
Oh,
that.
Oh, great. That will never be ruined.
Yes.
Oh, this is a really funny website, guys. I'm going to go to moviepoopshoot.com. Have you heard of it? It's a reference from a Kevin Smith film. He's my favourite director in the whole world.
Yeah.
I really love Kevin Smith.
Yeah, in a
he's
way,
really
yeah, I really
funny, but he's also kind of smart.
What? I've sort of enjoyed his, you know, like Clerks was great. Mallrats, I think,
really
is a sort of underrated classic, you know, Chasing Amy's because wonderful Dogma. I'm a bit sort of touch and go.
That's his
and
best
then after
film.
That, it's really sort of. It sort of went downhill a bit, you know.
What
then
do you mean? Yoga Hoses is all right.
Yeah, I mean, for me, he sort of peaked in the 90s, around the same time as Incubus, I would say. It was around the same time I died. Perhaps it's more to do with my perspective.
Later on that night when he's having dinner with his family, Talal's having dinner.
So where did that computer come from, Talal? How did you afford that?
Just a friend gave it.
Well, I don't know how to use it.
Yeah, Mum. Well, I'm sure I'll teach you something.
Your mother can barely use a food processor. Anything that plugs in confuses her, doesn't it?
Yes, I prefer to roast things on an open fire. But we can't do that. We're modern now, Talal.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Is everything okay, Talal? You seem distracted somehow.
Mum's skills at computers aren't the only thing that's shit in this world.
Well, come on, language.
Language?
Well, whatever, Dad.
What's that? What's troubling you, son?
It's just shit, isn't it? Life is shit.
Twice with the S-bomb. Come
Mom
on,
and Dad.
Rein it in.
How do you do with it? How old are you now? 80? 95? How old are you guys?
I'm 61.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, how the hell do you... How the hell you even haven't killed yourself yet? I don't know.
Now, Talal, that's enough of that.
Yes.
You're ruining the food.
You just let me live in ignorant bliss my whole life, Mum and Dad. You'd agree with me and tell me everything was great, but it's not, is it? The world is crap. We're going to brink of war, all artists are sellouts, and everyone ends up being shit in the end, even Kevin Smith.
Darling, I think he's going to go and write one of his songs again.
Oh, well, it's a good outburst for him, Outlook, that's the one, just like the email service.
Outpouring?
Outpouring, yes. It's a really good email service, that one does.
I don't know how much about computers. Like, Talal, I'm really worried about you. I don't want you to be upset.
No, Talal, tell us what are you into these days? What do you enjoy? What can we do to help?
I want to paint my room black.
Well, that's obviously.
And I want to start self-harming.
No.
And I feel like maybe if I should get some black makeup and black clothes, maybe then I could feel comfortable.
I feel like the black makeup was very inappropriate. Yes. So let's draw a line under that straight away.
I'm going to have a little word with your father.
God,
I think.
Dad, you're so old-fashioned. I'm not talking about blacking up. I'm talking about black lipstick, you idiot.
Like he wants to be a goth.
Yes. Oh, well, they're cool.
That's what you want to call us.
We've all been through the goth phase, yes, haven't we, darling? Remember when you and I went to see The Cure back in 79?
They were a tonic, I tell you.
Yeah, only their first two albums.
Let's not get into an argument about this, Talal. I think we should get him something exciting, something to spice up his life. Maybe we could order one of those hauntings, perhaps.
Oh, yes. I remember reading about that.
Too late! I got haunted the other day, Mum.
Oh,
that's why I've realised the reality of life and I've become a cynic, all right? The ghosts showed me what life was really like, showed me the things you weren't telling me.
Well, that's not how they market those at all. They're supposed to sort of give you something to talk about, you know, pep you up.
Fun and frolics.
Yes. Well, that's what it said in the advert.
Yes, even new children's parties. This is the...
Hello, ghosts and haunting customer service. How can I help you?
Excuse me.
Yes, hello.
We ordered your services twice long time ago.
Which package, sorry?
The Fun and Frolics and Pep Your Son Up.
Oh, Fun Frolics and Pep Your Son Up package, yeah. You've ordered that one twice, is it?
Yes.
Oh, what was your reference number? I'll just look it up.
7760419777. We ordered it twice. I forgot that I ordered it and came up with the idea of ordering it again with my husband at the dinner table.
Mrs. Carcuti?
Yes.
Oh, hello there, yes. I hope it was to your satisfaction. No, you ordered it twice, so I'm sure you liked it.
It wasn't. My son's depressed. He's wearing black lipstick, which is fine. I don't mind him wearing black lipstick, but he's writing to...
Jan, I'm picking up the other line.
Hello? Yes, hello. Are you here?
Hello?
Can everyone hear? Yes. Hello. Sorry, I'm downstairs. I picked up the other line. It sounded like you were in some sort of altercation with the ghost man. Hello.
Is that Mr. Carcuti?
Yes, yeah. Hello.
Oh, hi.
You can call me Mr. Carcuti.
This is Phil from Ghosts and Haunting.
Hello, Phil.
Your wife was just telling me that she wasn't completely satisfied with our services.
I've had a double disappointment, that's for sure.
Awful.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry to hear that. We'd love to compensate you. Perhaps you would like some free ooze to come down of your chimney on Halloween.
Free ooze?
Did you say chimney?
Yes, your chimney.
Okay. No, I just wanted to check that.
That's sorry, I am also a Victorian ghost.
I was going to say, yes. Right.
I say chimney.
Oh, well, good on you. I'm glad they've put you to good use. You've obviously passed your picking things up exam, hence you're holding the phone.
And most people don't have functional chimneys anymore, so get with the times, fella.
Yes, ours has been blocked up years ago. Okay. It's a gas system these days. But thank you. Thank you. We absolutely.
The ooze can still work in a non-functioning chimney. It's just ooze, and the chimney will simply act as a conduit for the ooze arrival. Right. It'll be transported by ghosts. Of course, we can offer you many other things in the package if you'd like. Your basement can be turned into the ninth circle of hell briefly for 2 days.
That sounds good, actually. There's very little down there. Just your that bicycle that I got for Christmas a couple of years ago. Never used it.
Oh, and that old and computer if you have any, that I don't know how to
you
use.
You silly old devil, you. A waste of money, that old thing.
Oh, it sounds like
Yamaha
you're
26.
It's awful.
Sounds like you might be keen on that, then, the ninth circle of hell.
I certainly wouldn't say no to what is it? Seventh level of hell?
Ninth circle.
The ninth circle of hell.
Whoa. That's goodness. Developed.
Yes.
It'd be transported to your basement for roughly 2 days.
Well, that sounds like a reasonable exchange and sort of make up for the old double haunting shit party.
Depression. Yes. Fun and frolics in the ninth circle. Well, yes, could you
do perhaps Tuesday? What day is Talal home from school?
Every day. This is sort of, he comes home 5 days a week.
He comes straight back, does he? No, yes. I know, but in the daytime, I'm suggesting. You know, I know next week they've got one of those inset days.
Mom?
We could surprise him.
Mum,
leaving with the insects.
Mum, Dad, are you there?
Hello, you're on the other line, Talal.
No, I'm here at the
ghost. I've got a job here at the ghost call centre.
What on earth is happening?
I killed myself, Mum and Dad.
Whoa!
I'm a ghost now.
When did this happen? This has happened since we called.
You've been so busy trying to get the phone number and talking to these ghost guys that you've been neglecting me, and I've killed myself, Mum and Dad.
Well, we're not going to need been the happier. Ninth Circle of Hell, because if he's not here anymore, that's just a waste. Do you do vouchers?
Yes, we can supply you with a voucher. I'll give you you can get a 2-for-1 entry to Alton Towers.
Cool.
Well, that's actually pretty good because it's only the two of us now.
Yes.
Also gets you a 20% discount at Budgins.
Hello.
T-for-2.
Yes. We'll have one of our scone afternoons.
And of course, exclusive access to London : Underground.
What are you doing over there, Talal, you silly old priest?
I'm dead, you prick!
Now, language.
Don't talk to your parents like that.
Oh, whatever, Mum.
Thank you.
You two molly-coddled and cotton-wrapped me all my life, and I lived like an innocent fool. When life is full of pain and misery and disappointment.
Well, now you're a ghost, so how does that suit you?
I feel quite sad about this whole experience.
But no one will pick on me for being fat anymore.
So, Talal, just like going to university, found a new lease of life in the ghost world. He met a ghost girlfriend, started a ghost business, had a solid job at the ghost call place that we've just seen.
Yeah.
He did his own radio show in the end, called The Lil Show, The Ghost Show. And he had a great old life, which went on forever and ever and ever.
Tom, is Talal getting here at some point?
I don't know.
I feel it's a bit weird, this, us two just sort of sitting here.
Yeah.
Empty seat opposite.
Yeah.
Should we, I don't know.
Should we start the show?
Should we just do the show?
Whoa!
Without him? Oh, man, Simon!
What?
Hello?
What?
I made it just in time for the
ghost
end of
Rod
the show.
Hull's here! Rod, I loved your show, The Pink Windmill!
Oh, yeah, it was super pink.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. As a ghost, he still has an emu attached to his arm.
It's him! Oh.
Right, oh, yeah.
There's somebody at the door. That's about it, guys. That's all we have time for, I'm afraid. Thank you for joining us, Tom and Simon. Simon
Pleasure.
And Tom. You get your plugs in when I left the room there?
Yeah, no. I did loads of them. Did absolutely loads.
No? Oh, well, just give you another chance to give it one more time if you want to let the listener know.
I'm going to listen to my sexiest voice.
Okay, where can people find you online,
Tom? Join us at the RH Experience on YouTube and Twitter and all other social media.
The RH Experience.
See you there.
Yes. Fantastic group there. Don't miss out. Both of you guys, actually, brilliant online content. Your YouTube channels are worth following.
Thank you.
I completely recommend RH Experience. And of course, Simon Fielder.
I'm at the rodhullexperience.co.cz. That's all my... just type Simon Fielder into Google, I suppose. If you spell it right, which is F-E-I-L-D-E-R, which I suspect no one will, then it'll be the top result. And there's a bloody website that hasn't been updated in a minute, but it's got all the links to shit that I do update all the time, like Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and that sort of thing. So, yeah, thanks. Just, click subscribe, follow... Hug.
Please do. Love. And remember, I after E, except after C.
Me.
And E after I with that Simon Fielder guy. All right. And please follow us at The Lil Show. You can find me on Twitter at Talalaban. And thelilshow.com has links and details for all sorts of stuff, including our Patreon page. And Patreon, if you support us there, you'll get some bonus content that involves friends in some way. And that's about it.
Your job's a joke, you're broke. Your love life's the OA.
I'm gonna start fading you out. So keep on singing while I fade you out.
You don't like I'm living well, fuck who I stuck to, what I was on. A star is born on a cusp, many angels fell to the dust. Leaving me to trust, only your oof. Leaving me to trust, y'all, only your oof. Leaving me to trust in the oof.
Yo, as long as it's funky, alright, okay.
You're listening to...
K2K Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.